Auditor Keith Faber says he recommends an upgrade of the system, which wasn't designed to handle so much data. But he says of his audit,
the information that's being reported is accurate. And for the most part, while the system is clunky and not the most efficient from a public policy standpoint, is providing consistent, reliable information.
But Faber says there are so many health subdivisions and overlapping jurisdictions, it can be difficult to track data back and verify it. And he notes because testing data is incomplete, a true count of test results and positivity rates is not available. And last month's addition of more than 4,000 deaths from November and December to the overall total was not part of the audit. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.